Lords of the Ocean by James L. Nelson. This book is read by John Lee. Captain Isaac Biddlecomb stood in the pouring rain, his shoes firmly fixed in the thick mud underfoot, the water running in three rivulets out of the corners of his cocked hat. His clothing was soaked through entirely, right down to his skin. He was more wet than he could recall ever having been while on land. It could not be called dry land, and had it been any later in the season, he might have been chilled as well, which would have made his discomfort complete. Fortunately, it was only the 29th of August, the end of the summer of 1776, and the evenings were still fairly warm in the former Crown Colony of New York, which meant he was spared the misery of being both wet and cold. He stood in the gathering dusk, confused and uncertain, while around him rushed dozens of men, hundreds of men, all of them even more confused and uncertain than he, an army apparently in full retreat. They were heavy laden with haversacks and cartridge boxes and soaked blankets tied in bundles, and they clutched muskets rendered useless by the rain. 13th Pennsylvania, form up here, form up! A sergeant cried, waving his hat over his head to attract the attention of the men who streamed by, but no one paid any attention to him. Pardon me. Biddlecomb took a step toward the sergeant, and as he did so, he was bumped hard from behind. He stumbled, but his shoe stayed put, held fast in the mud, and his now stocking-clad foot came forward and sank inches deep in the muck. Son of a bitch! Keep clear, you stupid horse-un! Said the man who had bumped him. The man rushed on past, bearing the head of a litter on which lay a soldier, thrashing and moaning, his formerly white breeches soaked with dirt, rain, and blood. Biddlecomb extracted his foot from the mud, pushed it back into the shoe, and made his way over to the sergeant, who had managed to round up three of the 13th Pennsylvania and was calling for more. Pardon me, where might I find General Washington's staff? The sergeant did not look at him, but jerked his thumb over his shoulder. Tent, over yonder. Biddlecomb looked in the direction the sergeant was pointing. A cluster of tents stood 100 yards away, a group of smaller ones surrounding one much larger. They looked grey and indistinct through the rain and the falling light. Thank you. If you see anyone of any rank worth piss, the sergeant said, meeting Biddlecomb's eyes, tell him my men skirmished with some pickets that was thrown out in front of the sappers. Them saps are extending out northeasterly, about 300 yards now, and they're still digging like fucking badgers. Yes, indeed. Biddlecomb began to ask for an explanation of the sergeant's words, less than half of which he understood, but the man had returned to calling for his troops, so Biddlecomb left him and made his way toward the distant tent. He was on the Brooklyn Heights, the high wooded ridge that stood between the little town of Brooklyn, which he could see in glimpses through the trees down and to his right, and the rest of Long Island to his left. From where he stood, he could just see the East River.